I've called upon the mayor to knock on the door of the Tánaiste. I've called upon all the government parties here to do whatever they can, because this is unfair to Donegal. I've always said Donegal is a unique situation. The A5, for example, was agreed by governments a number of years ago. This government gave a commitment to stand up to that. This was a huge opportunity through the stimulus package to put funding into the A5 to open up in the Northwest. We need to send out the right message about the Northwest, but I'm not sure that we have the commitment from the government parties here in Donegal at the moment, because to have $4 million taken out of your budget midstream, I think it's wrong in every sense of the word.
In terms of the possibility of a second budget meeting, and that possibility has been mooted today, we know in recent times there's been tight discussions over 25 and 50,000 euro allocations for ferries and the impact that would have on budgets. 4 million will have an incalculable impact in terms of what the spending plans are. Many plans are going to have to be revisited and looked over again from scratch.
Absolutely. It's unthinkable, Donald, to think of the challenge that we have with our outdoor services, regards roads and stuff at the moment. And it's a huge challenge for management as well. I think, and I've said it on many occasions, we don't get the huge investment that other counties get in the region with regards to the whole budget of public transport. That's why I'm saying the issue of the A5 is very disappointing. The road from Lifford to Letterkenny, there were huge opportunities here, and we have a great team of design in Donegal that could have played a huge role if we had the funds to do it. So I would call upon the government parties again to get their thinking cap on, start banging on the doors, because it's, you know, it's the squeaky wheel that gets the most oil, and maybe sometimes that's not happening in this case.